Now, when you pronounce you pronounce that the same way, both reverent and profanely, I mean, whether in cussing or God is pronounced the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The organ plays what?
An anthem.
Okay. What do you call the anthem? The anthem is a kind of...
No, it's a song of worship.
All right. But another, what comes out of an instrument like that? What do you call that? Listen to the...
Noise.
All right, noise or what's it supposed to be?
Music.
Okay. And in the song, you know, from Oklahoma, oh, what kind of morning? Oh, what a...
Beautiful morning.
Right. And the name of the of God's adversary is called what?
He's calling the devil or Beelzebub. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Angel Lucifer.
Okay.
To threw him out.
Okay. And what are the, there might be an old house in the neighborhood the children are afraid to go near. What kind of a house is that?
It's a haunted house.
Okay, what's supposed to be in a haunted house?
Ghosts, boogers, and ants.
Okay. see, I think I'll put on a sweater because it's what cold today? It's
warm.
Would you say it's kind of cold, it's rather cold, or
rather
sort of cold?
It's rather warm.
Alright, and see, I'll do that if you insist, but I'd really what not.
I'd rather not.
And a person who hangs on to his money and doesn't part with it easily is a...
You're an old skin plant.
Okay, how about the word stingy? That's
stingy, and my attorney.
Okay. If something won't fit, trying to put something in something that just won't seem to fit, and a person pushing on, you might tell them, take it easy now, don't what it, you might break it, don't.
You tell him he might bust it.
Hmm? Yeah, if he does what? If he tries to...
Jerk it.
Or force.
Force it.
Yeah. What circumstances do you use yes sir and yes ma'am?
Usually I use it to most people. They, in this part of the country, it's dying out, but the East takes the kids to say yes ma'am, no ma'am. It sounds better.
Huh.
More polite.
What might you say to a person when he's leaving?
Tell him adios and goodbye.
Okay.
Bon voyage.
All right. The person visiting your house.
Richardson, huh?
Yeah.
He's a strange, visiting house?
Yeah, a person just a visitor. The person paid you a visit was leaving, you might say.
Well, goodbye.
Yeah. How about the expression, come back and come again?
Come again.
Yeah, this is something that Northerners resent very much. You know, they go to stores in the South and they say, you all come back and see us.
Well, they think that's fine because it's the last word in the Bible.
Yeah.
And they never read it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's classic in English.
Uh-huh.
They say, you guys. The New Yorker, you guys.
Okay. What's the usual greeting on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And on January 1st?
Happy New Year.
All right. What would you call something thrown in with a purchase or given?
Long neck.
Yeah, or
it means that.
Or given extra when a bill is paid.
Bonus.
You know what?
Yep.